This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Parliamentary committee calls for updated anti-graft law, independent and time-bound corruption probes. Government advances process to set criteria for new power purchase agreements. Bagmati province gets new chief minister as Kiran Thapa Magar takes oath. And U.S. threatens tougher sanctions on Iran, warns countries supporting Tehran. Now, the news in detail. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Sobhita Gautam, has said the government is committed to controlling corruption and promoting good governance while fully respecting the independent, impartial and constitutional role of the Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA. Speaking at a meeting of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee under the House of Representatives, Minister Gautam said the government would support corruption investigations and prosecutions while addressing systemic weaknesses and distinguishing deliberate corruption from genuine administrative errors. She stressed that CIAA must not be used for political revenge or personal grievances and called for clear, evidence-based and confidential investigations completed within a reasonable time frame, noting that prolonged investigations could themselves become a form of punishment. At the same meeting, Rashtriya Swatantra Party chairperson Ravi Lamichhane said the CIAA should face no political pressure or interference and urged it to ensure that investigations and prosecutions are objective, effective and evidence-based, noting that legal action against public officials or elected representatives can have serious professional and personal consequences. Both Minister Gautam and Chair Lamichhane emphasized the need to strengthen the CIAA's effectiveness while ensuring fairness, accountability and due process in corruption investigations. The Public Accounts Committee of the House of Representatives has directed the government to bring foreign aid under the National Treasury and audit systems and align development assistance with national priorities. At its meeting in Singhadarbar, the committee issued a 9-point directive calling for full disclosure and integrated records of foreign aid, transparent procurement and auditing, timely recovery of funds and stronger project management to ensure timely and cost-effective implementation. It also called for a cost-benefit analysis before accepting foreign technical assistance, with priority given to support that enables the transfer of technology, skills and knowledge. Furthermore, the committee asked the Ministry of Finance to prepare an action plan in collaboration with relevant government agencies and provincial and local authorities to implement the directives. Likewise, discussion on the National Forensic Science Laboratory Bill 2081 has moved close to conclusion at the House of Representatives Education, Health and Information Technology Committee. Lawmakers discussed from Clause 24 through the final provision, including the appointment, qualifications, duties and powers of the laboratory's executive director, as well as amendment proposals registered by lawmakers. Minister for Science, Technology and Innovation Mahabir Pun responded to the amendments and issues raised during the discussion. Similarly, stakeholders at a meeting of the Federal Parliament's International Relations and Tourism Committee have called for the timely advancement of the Tourism Bill 2081 with emphasis on making the sector sustainable, inclusive and more competitive. Speaking at the committee meeting, tourism and hotel sector representatives highlighted emerging areas such as green, health, religious and wedding tourism, while calling for revisions to provisions related to casino operations and the regulation of 4- and 5-star hotels. Committee Chair Somnima Udas stressed that tourism is a key pillar of the national economy and national pride and urged the government to incorporate stakeholder suggestions while advancing the bill. Finance Minister Dr. Sonim Wagle has clarified that the government has not cut the budget for the health insurance program, saying the allocation has instead increased to 1.5 billion rupees this fiscal year. Speaking at a Citizen Policy and Leadership Dialogue organized by the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Minister Dr. Wagle said the government is reviewing the program to improve its effectiveness and ensure that citizens receive services in line with the public investments. Nepal has discussed strengthening bilateral cooperation with Saudi Arabia, focusing on economic partnership, labor welfare, and continued high-level exchanges. Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal held talks with Saudi Arabian Ambassador to Nepal, Fahad Mohammad A. Manikar, in Kathmandu yesterday, as two sides discussed bilateral relations, high-level visits, investment, tourism, air connectivity, labor mobility, and the welfare of Nepali workers in Saudi Arabia. Meanwhile, European Union Ambassador to Nepal, Veronique Lorenzo, paid a farewell call on President Ramchandra Pautel. They discussed Nepal-EU relations and matters of mutual interest with President Pautel, thanking Ambassador Lorenzo for her service in Nepal. Minister for Information and Communications Dr. Bikram Timmel Sinha has called for Radio Nepal and Nepal Television to become more professional, competitive, effective and accountable with greater focus on public interest and digital platforms. Reviewing their budget and programs, Minister Dr. Timmel Sinha stressed impartial, factual and objective news, investigative content, misinformation control and timely disaster warnings and relief information, while suggesting possible integration of their administrative and accounting functions to improve efficiency. Separately, Minister Dr. Timmel Sinha directed the Department of Information and Broadcasting and Press Council Nepal to ensure transparent and effective newspaper classification and distribution of public welfare advertisements, citing concerns over inflated circulation figures and multiple publications receiving advertisements through the same person or institution. The government has advanced the process of issuing new power purchase agreements, PPAs, for electricity generation projects. A meeting of the Nepal Electricity Authority's Board of Directors, chaired by Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Minister Biraj Bhakta Shrestha yesterday, formed a subcommittee to prepare the necessary criteria and standards for new PPAs. The subcommittee, coordinated by board member Anshu Kiran Sahi, has been tasked with submitting its recommendations to the board within a week. It includes representatives from the Department of Electricity Development and the Ministry of Energy, with the Nepal Electricity Authority's Business Section Director serving as member secretary. In the meantime, the government has discussed advancing sustainable forest management through modern technology, with emphasis on increasing forest productivity, reducing timber imports and creating employment opportunities. The discussion, led by Minister for Agriculture, Forest and Environment Geeta Chaudhary with representatives of the Asian Development Bank, focused on integrating modern technologies and digital tracking into forest management, timber collection and monitoring. Newly appointed Chief Minister of Bagmati Province, Kiran Thapamagar, has taken the oath of office and secrecy. Thapamagar was sworn in by Province Chief Deepak Prasad Depkota yesterday afternoon after being appointed Chief Minister with the support of 63 Provincial Assembly members from the CPN-UML, Nepali Communist Party and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party following the resignation of the former Chief Minister. International Day of Remembrance and Tribute to the Victims of Terrorism is being observed today to honor victims and survivors of terrorism and promote their rights and dignity. The United Nations General Assembly established the observance in 2017 and it is marked annually on August 21st. The day aims to raise awareness of victims' needs and protect their human rights and fundamental freedoms, while this year's theme, Healing Through Memory, highlights the importance of preserving their stories and honoring those lost through respectful, victim-centered and trauma-sensitive remembrance, including in digital spaces. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. The United States has announced plans for tougher economic pressure on Iran, with Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent saying Washington will impose what they described as the toughest sanction in history and urging other countries, including China, to support the campaign. U.S. President Donald Trump has warned that countries providing any financial or economic support to Iran could face severe consequences. China has rejected the pressure campaign, saying sanctions will not resolve the dispute and calling for a political and diplomatic solution. Iran has also condemned the proposed measure as illegal and inhuman. Meanwhile, the U.S. Central Command says its forces have redirected 67 merchant ships, disabled three and aborted two others traveling to or from Iranian ports as part of a revived naval blockade. The developments have also affected global energy markets, with oil prices rising amid uncertainty over the U.S.-Iran conflict. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. Under the influence of the monsoon wind, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions across the country today. Moderate rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of the country, with moderate rain with thunder and lightning likely at some places in the Tarai areas of Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces, and at a few places in the Madhes province as well as in the Tarai areas of Kosi and Sudarpashchim provinces today. The heavy rain is also likely at one or two places in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces today. Furthermore, the division has stated that the monsoon trough is located around its average position. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 20 to 22 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 28 and 30 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Parliamentary committee calls for updated anti-graft law, independent and time-bound corruption probes. Government advances process to set criteria for new power purchase agreements. Bagmati province gets new chief minister as Kiran Thapamagar takes oath. And US threatens tougher sanctions on Iran, warns countries supporting Tehran. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast, and for detailed news, visit us online at RadioNepalOnline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.